KQED. Okay, it's not like we all couldn't figure this out, but as we wrap up the year, it's now official. 2017 has been the deadliest and most destructive year on record for wildfires in California. We've been scorched up and down the entire state. High winds, dry brush, and a lack of rain are all immediate reasons why things have been so bad. But is climate change the underlying culprit? KPCC's science reporter Jacob Margolis has been trying to find out.
Is climate change to blame for these fires? I asked several climate scientists and got a bunch of very careful answers. Here's Daniel Swain from UCLA.
It's usually a confluence of factors that are important, and in a lot of cases, global warming definitely plays a role.
Okay, so the three main factors that led to the wildfires are high winds, a lack of rain, and dry brush. First up, high winds, aka the Santa Anas. This year, it's their strength, length, and low humidity that's surprising. And we can blame a strong, cold, high-pressure system hanging out east of the Rockies. So, is climate change going to make the Santa Anas worse in the future? Here's Daniel Swain again.
We don't necessarily know what's going to happen with Santa Ana winds themselves in the future, whether those winds will become more intense or less intense or more frequent or less frequent.
But experts say that there's a good chance that the winds will get even drier as the Earth warms, and drier winds could mean greater fire danger. The next factor, dry conditions. This past winter was really wet compared to the recent years of drought we've had, but we've hardly seen any rain since the spring. Often, we can blame that dryness on high-pressure ridges hanging out off the coast of California, blocking storm systems. Those storm-blocking ridges can come about when the western tropical Pacific warms. Although, you guessed it, it's unclear whether that warming's related to climate change.
I would say that the jury is still out in terms of the global warming role in California precipitation.
That's Park Williams, who studies drought at Columbia University. Finally, there's the dry vegetation. After that deluge of rain earlier in the year, grasses sprouted all over the hills of California. Here's Swain.
It was nearly 95 degrees the week of Thanksgiving in Los Angeles, for example. And the summer was really hot, too. And all of this acted to really dry out vegetation.
That's a lot of fuel. So, is climate change to blame for the fires? Well, none of the scientists I spoke with would say that explicitly. But the general consensus is that climate change is supposed to bring more weather extremes. Longer periods of dry, punctuated by heavy rain. Which could at least mean more vegetation that gets dried out and is ready to burn again. For the California Report, I'm Jacob Margolis in Los Angeles.